Hello, and welcome back to a long-awaited binge podcast, episode number 14. It's been a while. It's been a couple weeks. Three, maybe. Two, maybe. I lost track. But we're all still here. It's me and Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
And John. There's John. How's it going?
And me.
How are you?
Do we have to?
It's going.
What was that little gang symbol you just threw up?
I don't know what that was.
It's me.
I requested to take it back. I have wine. I have a mic. Everything's good in the world. Wine.
John, since you got a new house, did you decide to join a gang like the Crips or Bloods or something?
Yes. I am part of the
Are you part of the Latin Kings?
The Floods.
The Swappers.
The Flood.
The Floods.
The Crips.
Did you just put an L for Lucas? Yeah. I was going to say for a different type of Lucas, but...
Okay. Long. So, yeah, you said you have wine. That's why... I named the episode Little Paws. It's Little Paws.
Yeah.
Because it's from a winery. Little Paws.
And it's delicious.
It's awesome. Brian, show your cup. You were just drinking it.
It's a terrible cup. Oh my God. Are you serious right now?
It's the what? The Minions cup. We'll get it eventually.
Minions cup?
Anyway, we're all sad. That's a DS. We're all sad. That binge. Wow, binge. Game of Thrones is over.
Dude, it's been rough without it. And now, what, they're not coming back till summer 2017?
Yeah, it's going to be even later than normal
because winter
has come and they have to record in winter more. So
I feel like they should have been better prepped for this.
Well, I mean...
Really?
What were they supposed to do? Record next season last year?
Yes,
they could move it. All the keeps and everything that's further north, just south. Everything's shot in California now.
I mean, I guess they could just get like a shit ton of fake snow and increase the budget of the show a lot, but then we'd get really bad quality. But either way, we have to wait longer for an even shorter season.
So that's bullshit.
I hope the build-up's worth it, honestly.
At least it won't be... We'll notice it as much because it'll start later and be like,
I only have to pay $6 for HBO now.
Did you cancel your subscription yet or what?
I don't know. I might still be paying for it. I'm not sure. Try to log in and let me know.
Well, I mean, like, would you cancel it or are you going to keep it?
Whatever's happening right now, I'm okay with. I don't know if it's canceled. I don't think
you're
it's canceled.
Probably paying
I never
for
canceled it.
It.
Well, then John, I'm not noticing it, so I guess it's fine.
Wow. What an interesting human.
I already canceled my Sling TV because I wasn't using it and it's $20 a month and I didn't need it.
Well.
I only had it for the NBA playoffs because I didn't get ABC down here.
Oh, and now those are over.
Yep.
You want to talk about the NBA?
Nah, not really.
We did champs.
Yeah. So now that Game of Thrones is over and we have less... material to go over. Is anybody even watching anything? Like, or have you just gone under a rock and gone into solidation and waited for next Game of Thrones?
I've been mostly watching movies and playing video games. That's pretty much it.
No TV shows?
Sounds like the American dream.
No, I never, like... See, the problem with, like, TV shows is it requires a lot more, like, boop, 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 and you have to come back to it.
Yes.
A movie's just, I throw it on for an hour and a half or 2 hours, and then that's it. That's the end of it.
That's true.
Or a video game, it's like...
You put in your own amount of time.
Bingo. So, like, I used to marathon TV shows, especially when John and I lived together. It was just, like, Breaking Bad, and... What else did we watch?
The Office.
Oh, my God,
That's a good show.
I mean, I had already seen it all, but, like, just rewatching it was great.
See, I can't like, take a show like The Office or people binge watch, like, How I Met Your Mother and Family Guy. Like, they watch all these shows in succession, and, like, I can't. Well, like, I don't know how.
Who would watch Family Guy?
The Office was good because, at the end of the day, there was... Like
an ongoing story,
an overarching storyline. Like in each season, there was a different arc,
really,
for something. Yeah, like towards the end, it was like different managers and things like that. Like there was at least something going on, and things would carry over. I mean, it wouldn't always just be goofy misadventures. There'd be something at least.
Yeah. See, like I don't know why I would find certain shows just to be like, like just time fillers for me, not necessarily like something I'd have to watch in order, like The Office, for example. Like it was just to me, it was just a comedy show, and I'd watch it occasionally because it was funny.
Oh no, yeah, you should totally like watch all the way through because there are a lot of like big old story things, you know.
I'll have to do that. John, do you have a favorite show?
Game of Thrones for sure.
Okay.
Game of Thrones.
Brian, what's your favorite TV show other than Game of Thrones?
If I had to go into detail, I would probably say, well, see, Game of Thrones is kind of like a really easy cop-out for me because I've definitely put the most time into that series as a whole.
Well, yeah.
But like...
But there's never been anything else.
I think Breaking Bad.
Okay.
I'm just happy I got to experience that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Breaking Bad was like one of those once in a generation type of shows.
Yeah, it just felt really like everybody was watching it, like on a different level than Game of Thrones. And I even saw it after the fact. Like I watched it like about like a year or after it finished. And
oh, really?
Catching up. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch it while it was airing. I'm really sad about that.
I caught up, like, I think I had to, I watched the first two, maybe three seasons. I think I watched them on Netflix or something.
Okay.
And then I caught up to the show and I started watching them. And I would religiously watch them with my dad every...
Oh, that's awesome.
Whatever
yeah.
day it came out. Oh, it was so much fun. I loved watching it as it came out.
Yeah, I remember John and I, we were obviously watching it, you know, after it came out. So we would just, we'd like marathon it like every night and just watch it like three or four or five episodes like into the morning, you know?
Yeah.
Like that was really fun.
That would
and
be
like,
fun.
Even Game of Thrones, like I guess maybe it's a different experience actually binge watching a show.
Yeah.
Than like, you know, because
you don't have that like weird wait in between every episode and then you have the season breaks. Like I don't know. It's two completely different experiences, in my opinion. Like actually binge watching a show, just episode to episode to episode to episode, and you don't even get to really experience like the full season cliffhangers that there always are. Like Game of Thrones, like they set you up for that huge cliffhanger at the end of the season,
and then it's like, oh, cool, next episode.
Yeah. It's just
It feels totally different, just because like, you know, from like a design standpoint, like if you wanted to, like let's say like one episode ends really poorly. Like, like the Dorne episodes.
Yeah.
Where they're paced weird and it's like, ew.
Yeah, and then you kind of would like lose interest. That's like...
Well, it wouldn't have mattered that much if it's just like, okay, I'll just get through this one. It doesn't really matter. I'll just get through it and it was an episode. Like, it's not the only one for the week and you're not all that disappointed with it.
Yeah.
It's just like, whatever, I'll just deal with it.
Exactly. And then like, if you did have to wait that week, you would almost like be like, eh, I'm not huge on catching the next one on time. Like maybe I'll watch it later.
Yeah,
that's
which
like,
is
that's like
unfortunate,
how you fall away from seasons. Like,
it really is.
The biggest thing for me was I was really into Walking Dead the first 2.5 seasons because they did those shitty half season breaks that I hate.
Oh yeah, that was awful.
Gloriously, 18 episode or 16 episode seasons, and they split them up by 8 or 9, and it was the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
I think it was like, it was right after, if anybody doesn't know anything about Walking Dead, sorry, but
I don't.
I'm sure. Hi, John.
It's okay, John.
I wish I did.
Like,
no, you don't.
It was
I do.
When they were all at the prison still, and then the governor came and like blew shit up, and then they all left the prison, and then they were all
they
out
disappeared.
On their own.
They're like,
and every storyline split, and then it was just like, it was like a Game of Thrones thing where it was like, you followed these characters for a little bit, then these ones for a little bit, then these ones for a little bit, and it's split up in like 8-minute intervals.
Yeah.
And then like you're watching it on FX or no, AMC and you have commercials and shit still. And it got so boring for me. And I was still in the middle of college that I was like, fuck it. I'm done watching this show.
Priorities.
Yeah.
It really was. Yeah.
And it was because the storyline slowed down so much. And but now, like, I want to binge watch it and like go back to like season 2 or 3 and just watch all the way up to it. And I know when we get to Game of Thrones, we're going to go, Walking Dead. Walking Dead. When that show comes back out, I think it's October. It always is October. Probably going to bring Lucas on because that's like his favorite show. And he keeps telling me, he's like, dude, you need to watch it. You need to watch it. It got so much better. And that's what everybody told me. But that's the sad thing is like, I was like, fuck it. I don't want to watch it anymore because it got boring.
Yeah, this, I did like, I've been really, really skippy with that show. Like, I started off really strong. I was like, oh my God, it's so good.
Yes.
And the story for a minute, was so good. Well, it was like directly ripped from the comics.
Well, that too, which, yeah.
And once I started branching off, like, that show was touted kind of like Game of Thrones. It was like, anybody can die. Ugh.
Yeah.
And then you really realized that's not really the true.
Yeah.
Same with Game of Thrones. Like, you could just recognize, like, okay, well, let's be honest. Rick's not going to die this episode. He's kind of important.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a literary disaster if he fucking died.
Whereas, in Walking Dead, no character really matters. Like, nobody has storyline importance, whatever that's called. I know there's a word for it.
Yeah, but like...
Plot armor or whatever?
Yes! Thank you, plot armor.
And like, it's like, I skipped a couple seasons and I caught up with this most recent one and I like watched a few episodes. And from there, it was really good. Like, I think I stopped at some point. But the issue is that I stopped and then came back.
Yeah. I
felt like I didn't miss anything.
Really?
Because it was like, I think I stopped watching, and more spoilers, but that's what we do. I think they had just gotten and like settled into Alexandria, which was like this little town. And then I started watching again after that shit got fucked up. And they're like, we're like still in the town, but like doing other stuff. Like, it was just like, I just felt like I didn't miss anything. It's so weird.
That is
just like,
weird.
Oh, it's like people's hair is different. Looks like there's a different person in that spot. Like, there's one throwaway character spot, like the red shirts on Star Trek.
Yeah.
And there was one guy that was different. It was like a girl now. I'm like, okay, he probably died. All right. Well, that's fine.
No, it's the filler.
And it's like, did Carl lose an eye? Like, what? Just like shit. So just like, whatever. Like, I don't know.
Lucas put in chat. He said, spoiler alert, season 6 still has walkers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like eventually that game or the game that show went from.
You were gonna say Game of Thrones, just like I did.
Actually, I was gonna say like video game.
Even weirder.
Yeah, even weirder. But like that show went from dealing with zombies really quickly to be like a human drama.
Yeah,
it was very weird.
Like, I don't know. Like, the John, did you watch any of the Walking Dead?
No, like,
I tried.
I feel like I should early. Because, like, it's what people are into, and I think I learned my lesson with Game of Thrones, and I'd like to be watching a show with everyone else.
It's not the same.
It's not as hype as Game of Thrones is.
But is it good?
Deservedly so.
It's decent.
It's entertaining, at least. Like, yeah. If you were to watch it, you would enjoy it. Exactly, yeah.
Especially, like, I just feel like binge-watching it. Like, you'll enjoy it a lot.
I feel like zombie stuff for me is so old. Like, I'm so over zombie stuff.
Yeah, that's been around since that's not a wrong thing at all.
It's been around forever.
But yeah, it had a recent resurgence, and now it's on its way out, kind of.
It might
be. I mean, honestly, John, you should give it a shot just because, at least early on, the actual like interaction between characters and the drama and like the, we don't call it like urgency and things like that. You know, it feels like there's actual risk. Mm-hmm. It makes the actual events seem a lot more impactful. It's not just like, well, here are these guys who've been out in the zombie apocalypse for about 3 years and they're just badasses. Like before, if they were like locked in a room with like 4 zombies, everyone's freaking out. Someone's going to die. Gets an ear bit off and like, it's a bloody battle. Now they walk in and they're like military specialists. Yeah. They're like, stab, 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 dead, dead, dead. And like, it's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they don't even blink. It's just like they're used to it. So like, it's missing something now, you know?
Yeah, I kind of agree. But I haven't caught up at all, so I don't really know.
Yeah, just the most recent episode I saw, it was just everybody was so badass. Like, it was just ridiculous. There was no like... It wasn't just like, oh, you would see random zombies coming towards them, and they wouldn't even acknowledge them. They'd just be like,
huh. Well, I mean, if you kind of put it into context, though, like, this is 6 seasons in. I don't, technically, I guess, 6 to almost 7 years worth of zombie apocalypse.
No, it totally makes sense.
Yeah,
it's
like,
just
that's
what
kind
that
of
does
like,
to a show.
Kind of really, like, what would happen, I guess.
It is, but, like, with certain shows, I always wonder, like, especially if they're not based on a medium at all. Like, let's say all the Game of Thrones books were out and they just wanted to make the adaptation, you know.
That's
like
true.
That'd be like, and if they ended up going up further than the adaptation, like at a certain point, just kind of like the Walking Dead comics, it's like, do you just stop while it's still good?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to overstay your welcome? So like for like critical reasons, obviously the show still makes money.
Yeah.
But like after a while, it just gets like, oh, we get it, you know?
Yeah, I feel like we're a show like, okay, so Game of Thrones, obviously, for at least the two people that know, the few people that know, there is an end to the story, and we just got to get there. Whereas I feel like they can just keep making Walking Dead stuff until no one wants to watch it anymore.
Well, yeah.
The comic book is still in production. Like, I just bought Compendium 3, even though I haven't read 1 or 2.
It is, but it's also, like, they're different mediums, just like Game of Thrones now.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I think a great example of a show not overstaying its welcome, just being, like, perfectly placed is Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what I've always wanted to watch, actually, is Lost. I've heard that show is amazing.
Dude, yeah, I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about Lost.
I've heard that too, and I couldn't get over the fact that, like, I remember when the first season aired. I was young, and I remember watching it, and I was just like, okay, this is cool, I guess.
Yeah,
and
then
season two came around, then it was like, they're still on this fucking island.
Okay, is that what this is?
When did it come out? Do you know?
It's been at least,
it's an old ass show.
I will find.
Huh. Maybe I should start watching that.
Yeah, like it came out a minute ago. Let's see.
There was, I started like
2002.
Wow.
So put in perspective, I was in second grade. It's no wonder I didn't like it.
Right. I watched Orange is the New Black, binged from season 1 through 3.
Yeah.
Like within days. And I've seen the first 2 episodes of season 4 and I just like...
You're done with it.
Really?
I think what I found when this happens, like if I just wasn't happy with the first couple episodes, if I forced myself to just sit down and start watching again, I could probably get back into it. But I just, the first 2 episodes lost me. Like it was such a mediocre show. And I was just like, eh.
It was pretty good.
Maybe if I like force myself to sit down and, because I've already invested three seasons into the show. So I might as well just at least see it if I like the 4th season.
I feel like that happens a lot.
I enjoyed Orange is the New Black 4th season a lot.
Yeah,
I kind of see where you're going. It was pretty slow in the beginning, the first couple episodes. It got really good, like a lot of plot.
Maybe
built
it's just
up.
Me being an asshole.
That too,
no, probably.
But a lot of plot build up, and I'm not talking like Orange is the New Black plot. Like honestly, I don't think there was one like actually like nude lesbian scene. I think they went away from that. Like the first, I don't know, Brian, have you watched it?
I've seen, like, select scenes.
Okay. Well,
I think, yeah, like, I ended up going to my sister's, and I caught a glimpse of, like, a super hardcore sex scene.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I don't know, John, if you really remember, but the first season was loaded with it, and it was almost...
I mean, I'm pretty sure this first scene was a bunch of women in the shower.
It was. The very first scene, the opening scene of the show was, like, a hot... sex shower scene, and it was almost like holy shit, like what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like it was one of the first, I want to say it was one of the first like Netflix original shows that really made it.
Oh yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
It was,
yeah,
I mean, it's on its 4th season now, so that means Netflix originals have been at least around for 4 years, and I think it was the first one, and then that's what started.
I mean,
this,
I think that's like the first time I heard any like buzzings of like a Netflix original series.
Yes.
It was Orange is the New Black, and everyone was talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. I feel it too. And I remember I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. They just drop a whole season like June 2nd and you watch it all. And then it's over. It's June 4th. Fuck, now I have to wait till next June 2nd to catch the next season.
Yeah, my favorite show is House of Cards. My second favorite show, under Game of Thrones.
Ooh, you almost said something very bad there,
that,
John.
Yeah, I know. And it sucks because like, I mean, it was awesome sitting there and just binge-watching the entire season, but now I'm just House of Cards.
Now you miss it, yeah. Yeah, you have to exercise restraint, John.
Which I don't have.
You know, I was going to say, a show that I feel like I used to watch pretty heavily for like 2 or 3 months. And
don't say
completely
Pokemon.
Fell off. Shameless.
Yeah, dude, I remember watching that for...
That
what was
show.
That, Showtime?
Yeah. And it's, I just, my fiance's parents are watching it. Well, I said Bridget's parents. I'm so used to talking to like actual people.
I feel like that's the first show that I saw that was like, oh, holy fuck. Like the things that they would say and do in the show.
That show simultaneously was so sad, but so hilarious. It was like Malcolm in the Middle on crack.
Oh my God, I loved Malcolm in the Middle.
Have you ever seen Shameless, Jordan?
No,
Jordan.
I actually have to Google it right now.
I believe it's on Netflix. Let me look. It's pretty like
it's pretty close to what real life is. You know what I mean? Like it's pretty accurate and like it's uncensored. I remember seeing it. Brian showed me the first episode. It just shocked me how much they were saying and doing. I wasn't used to anything like that on TV.
Jesus, it's still airing. Season 7 is coming out in October.
Yeah, no, honestly, Jordan, if you watch an episode tonight, I guarantee you'll fall in love with it.
Fuck.
I'm watching too much right now.
It's funny, like, I'm like vouching for this show, and yet I've only seen like 3 or 4 episodes. Seasons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. that was a really sad thing that happened is, like, a really like beloved character. And I won't spoil anything just in case any of you guys end up really watching it.
Just know that it's going to happen to somebody.
he just like disappeared from the show. It was either due to like contractual stuff or like production issues. And they just like wrote him out. And he was gone in one episode. And he was like a main-ish character.
Really? Yeah, he just like in the show, he just left.
It was just like, bloop. Like, I think, I can't remember exactly how they essentially just killed him off. It was like super, super sudden.
That's so weird.
It sucked. He was a good character.
See, talking about like kind of a weird way to end a show. Well, one, the first thing I really hated was Firefly. We've talked about that already, I think. Maybe once. Firefly, yeah, awesome show, but like Fox or FX, whoever originally aired it, fucked it up.
And it was Fox.
They never aired it like in order.
They Foxed it up.
Yeah, they really did.
Oh, God.
But they ended up making a movie because it gained a lot of traction once Netflix came out. And everybody was like, fuck, I want more of this. But it came out like 6 years ago. But the other thing was, have any of you seen Prison Break?
I have not even touched that show.
Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it a couple times.
It's really, really good, actually. Really good. I mean, they're super long seasons. They're like 26 episode seasons. Kind of like a regular.
It's like a normal. It's like a network show, right?
Yeah, it is. It's just like I watched How to Get Away with Murder. How to Get Away with Murder.
You say How to Train Your Dragon.
I love that movie, both of them. But no, Prison Break. I think it was 4 seasons, 3 or 4, and like the end of the 4th season, like the main character just kind of poofs and like dies and they're like,
oh good,
okay, and like this it was over. And yeah, it kind of it's one of those other shows that like it was out, it was pretty popular, and then it got even more popular on Netflix. People started binge watching it consistently and people wanted more, and it's coming back after like 4 years of not airing. Like it got funding and they have a new season coming out, but it's like, how do you recover from the main character dying?
Yeah,
like, it's like a prequel type of thing, but that doesn't even make sense. Because
it the same cast? Or
yeah, it is.
Wow. Except the main guy, apparently.
Yeah, and I think it's actually coming out later this year. I remember
they could just do what Disney did with Star Wars and say the prequels don't matter; they don't count.
I mean, that's probably the best way to do it. To be totally honest,
the only thing that I could say is they really never specified much like of actually how much time was between like. It was like episode 25 and then episode 26, he was dead. Like, they never really like did a whole lot of time in between. Like, it was just like a shot to the future. He's dead. So,
God, that's so lame. I hate when shows do that.
It was really cliffhangery and like open ended, to be honest. So, like, I think that's why, or that's how they're able to get away with coming out with another season or two or however many, is because it's been an undetermined amount of time. But it's like, but we still know he's gonna die.
Yeah. You know, on the topic of like older shows, have you guys ever heard anything good about The Wire?
Yes.
I've heard of it.
I keep hearing really good things about
that
show.
I remember my stepdad used to be like really into it, and he had like just every like full seasons on DVD.
That's funny because like back then was before that was a like very like popular thing to do.
And I remember just not being allowed to watch it.
Yeah. You had to be confined to your room with the puppets or whatever.
No, I like specifically remember like we were into TV and stuff. Like my family was always into TV, but like this was like that thing, like how we sit down and every week we have to watch Game of Thrones. My mom and my dad always like they had to like lock themselves in a room and watch it. Except it was apparently a bad show. And
maybe they weren't watching The Wire. Maybe they were going to Pound Town.
Okay. Just for reference, Prison Break aired from 2005 to 2009, so it's been a couple years.
It's been a few years. It hurts my brain to think that 2009 was 7 years ago.
Right.
I really don't like it. It doesn't feel good.
I agree.
You'll be 50 soon, Brian.
Shut up, John. I don't got the energy.
You played being a 90-year-old man Saturday.
I did. For the first take, I didn't make it.
And it was
the
same voice as the 50-year-old.
So. Yeah.
Well, once I hit 40, that voice just kicks right. in permanently.
That's so. True.
I hope you actually sound like that when you're 40. Because that's what you think 40-year-olds sound like, apparently. So
40 is old.
It's not.
Okay.
It's pretty old.
So I have an idea for us.
What's the idea?
Go. I want each of us to come up with something that we're going to do or watch or something. Binge watch something or at least start something new that you haven't or something that we've talked about even. 2 weeks from now, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about it.
And finishing Orange is the New Black doesn't count, right?
Well, what about you can still do that because that's still a talking point because I've finished it. So like we could all do similar things, but like Orange is the New Black, I've watched it already. So I'll pick something different that we've already kind of talked about and we'll come back and rehash it, revisit it. Like Brian can watch a few of them, at least a season or two if he wants. John can finish the season. Or Brian could watch something totally different.
I feel like Brian would love House of Cards. He just won't listen to me.
That's what I think I'm going to start, to be honest.
What if Brian...
Wait, you haven't seen House of Cards yet?
No, I haven't seen any of them. I've watched like one or two of them.
Jordan. Yeah. Plus.
Tell you what. I'm going to watch some Shameless.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to start over because I want to. I miss that show. Now, I needed my life.
There's also shows that are kind of currently airing that are really good that I want to watch.
Like America's Got Talent.
Preacher. Fuck you guys.
I've heard the show is good. Yeah, I've actually
Preacher,
heard that.
And then I forget what the name of the show is where it's kind of old-timey, but they're the railroad people.
Backdoor Sluts 9? No? Not it?
No. I can't think of the name of it right now.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Broke me.
Do you?
I almost looked up Backdoor Sluts 9 instead.
Fuck.
Railroad.
Hell on Wheels, maybe?
People Show.
Is it Hell on Wheels? I can't remember. It's something my dad tells me to watch all the time.
There's a lot of railroad shows, apparently.
I think it is Hell on Wheels. I've heard that Hell on Wheels is good.
Is it supposed to be like a Western? Yeah, I mean, like, is this the show you're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that Hell on Wheels is like cowboys.
Well, there are...
And engines.
Cowboys and engines.
There's a lot of plot. Good plot.
Well, literally, it is cowboys and engines.
Yeah, pretty much. It's supposed to be really good, though. At least from what I heard. My dad tells me about it all the time. At least I'm pretty sure it's Hell on Wheels. I don't know 100%.
Yeah, pretty much.
But what do you think of that? Like, good idea?
It would definitely a good way good to promote idea. Content, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know John's going to be busy, like, moving into a new house and doing shit. But in your downtime, you know.
Watch new show.
That's right.
Well, I need a fucking haircut.
Me too.
Nice.
Look like a hobo.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to finish Orange is the New Black, but I think I'll start watching a new show, too.
Okay.
Because I have that itch.
Now, I'm still in the middle of, I have like an episode or two left of How to get away, not How to Get Away with Murder, Making a Murder.
Wanting to hear How to Train Your Dragon so much.
I mean, it's a fucking awesome movie. It's one of my favorites. But no, because I keep getting caught up between, I watched How to Get Away with Murder, that's on A&E or whatever the fuck, I don't know. My girlfriend told me to watch it. It was ended up being really good.
Is it
good? It's awesome.
Whatever the fuck, I don't care.
It's very girly plot. Kind of like it's a chick show in a way, but it's really good actually. And then
so
I get it mixed
women
up with
power, like fucking your husband comes home and he didn't take out the trash, so you fucking gut him.
No,
wow, John, that seems overtly sexist.
It's really cool, like if you like Law and Order types of movies shows. Gotcha. Like
there was a show I saw the other day that was that exact thing that I just described. It was like Killer Women or something. That's what it was called. And
crazy
it was just,
killer, sexy women, sexy women.
That's what it was. It was just like they were mad and they killed their husband, their spouse, because why not?
Yeah. But I get How to Get Away with Murder mixed up with Making a Murderer, which is
coming back.
Got renewed. Yeah, you're right. For a second season.
How? Is it going to be about the same
guy?
Because the case is not closed. You have to watch it, Brian, to understand it.
Yeah, like. And Netflix ended up giving the case a lot of like PR essentially. People started looking back into the case and there's new developments on it. And that's
Keep in mind the defendants they didn't have money. So like this stuff has like really top people interested in it. And
can
I just saw a tweet
something
from the Making a Murderer account on Twitter that said it's not over. And then that's how the announcement was made.
Yeah.
It was cool. Can you tell me something about the show?
Real life guy.
I was going to ask you a question. I didn't want just a rundown.
Oh, that's what the question
was.
No,
I was
going to
say, can you tell me something about the show?
That's very open ended, Brian.
Did he do it?
That's why it's getting renewed.
Did he not do it?
We don't know.
Yeah, no, we still know.
The first season is literally like, here's all the facts, decide for yourself.
Yeah.
That's what the first season is. No one can tell you if he did it or not. Everyone has their own opinion.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's okay, but it's like the first like three or four episodes were really good because it was a lot of like rundown, like what happened, like what was Stephen Avery's life, what was this girl's life. Like it was a lot of cool stuff.
Are the episodes just super boring?
The second half of the season, I wouldn't say was like as boring, but it was a lot of casework and a lot of courtroom videos.
They're like each episode is so slow, and it never failed. The last 7 minutes of the episode was enough to convince you to watch the next one.
You're right.
Right at the end of every episode, they'd be like, you would literally just get like chills. Everyone would be like, oh my God, I have to see it. And then you'd sit through another another long ass episode that is like so slow, and then they catch you at the end again.
You're right. That's how it was. So
it was essentially,
really
is it just him sitting like, and they're just narrating, he's just in a chair, he goes, still not murdering.
I mean,
Brian,
not
you
a
have
murderer
to see the yet show. Yeah. You got to see it.
It's good. It's pretty good. I'm curious how the new season is going to play out. Like if actual new developments have come out or if it's just more content.
Or they need more money.
I take such great comfort in knowing that these shows are just available right now and I can just pop it on and start my journey down becoming a making murderer.
Becoming
into
a murderer.
Making myself Stephen Avery.
Pretty much.
But there's another show I'm in the middle of too. It's called it's Archer.
I've heard that. I've seen a couple episodes.
Still airing. Like I think the newest season just ended a couple weeks ago, if not like a month or so ago. It's awesome. It's one of those like action packed type of like Marvel shows, but it's like what I like the most about it is that
Archer or is it the animated one?
Oh, did
funny?
I say Archer?
You did say Archer.
I meant The Arrow.
The Arrow.
God damn it. The Arrow.
The same thing.
Well, Archer's fucking awesome. I can't wait for that next season to come out, which should be fairly soon. But Archer's hilarious. It's like my favorite animated cartoon.
I was
going to
say,
ever.
It's like this crazy action. I'm like,
wait, The what? Arrow. So, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. Fuck. The Arrow. I don't like a lot of like Marvel movies, Marvel like Captain America stuff. Like
me either.
It's not.
I do.
It's really not my favorite type of thing because I'm not huge on the whole metahuman type of stuff, like superheroes and stuff.
That's why Batman is perfect.
It's not.
He has superpowers.
It's not my cup of tea. No, his parents just died.
He has rich.
But with The Arrow, it's just it's some He was a billionaire. He got trapped on an island. He learned how to shoot a fucking bow and arrow.
Became
and
friends with a volleyball.
He's a vigilante. And all
Tom Hanks is the arrow.
All the criminals are like just normal people for the most part. Some of them get fucked up at some point.
So does he just like interrupt drug deals and he just fucking pegs a guy with a bow and arrow?
It's a lot more than that. Like there's still like actual like
he says he's sorry after
the one season is focused on this one guy that made this huge like earthquake machine and it destroys half the fucking city.
Jesus Christ. Wow. At least he's not a lizard man.
This is true.
What?
Spider-Man. It's super good, but that's what like it's hard for me to be like, I'm gonna pick up a new show because like I'm in the middle of this shit still and like I already have trouble watching the ones that I want to watch. But I'll still start something. Probably House of Cards, I guess. I'll start House of Cards to make John happy.
You deserve it. You're a good man.
Yes. Brian, what are you going to watch and talk? What are we going to come back to this binged book club in 2 weeks?
You know, even though it's not very, like, in the news or anything or in like, popular culture currently, I really do want to keep, like, get back up this with Shameless because...
Okay.
Watch really it be shitty.
It
like
might.
After, like
low quality, watch you,
like you'll quickly figure out why you stopped watching it. Just
yeah, I hope that doesn't happen.
But
yeah,
if you do, sure,
I'll tell you about it.
Just say, "Wow, it was shitty." Gonna watch
this
else.
Was a piece of poop, and I hate my life.
And John, along with moving homes and moving stuff around, what are you gonna do?
Finish Orange Is the New Black.
Okay.
Whoa,
and. Something else.
Gang sign.
I might start watching Lost. I'm not allowed to watch the same show as either of you. Am I?
You can do whatever you want.
I don't care. What the fuck?
I didn't know if we all needed something different. Jesus.
The more shows that we have in common, better we're able to converse.
I might watch
about
Shameless
it.
And Lost.
Okay. There you go.
Boom.
Shameless. By the way, first season is on Netflix.
Awesome. Done.
So I'm gonna pop that. I'm gonna watch episode tonight. I think.
And the rest is on. Other websites.
Showtime.
Other media.
On Showtime.
other mediums that you can watch TV shows on.
Like right. The library.
Yes.
Completely legal, of course.
Yeah. Just don't use kick-ass torrents. Right. They got caught.
Don't use any torrents, Jordan.
Some torrents are actually good. Torrenting itself is not a bad thing. It's the like shit torrent.
Torrenting to get a nice picture of Brian's beautiful smile is not illegal.
You are correct. Peer-to-peer sharing, bro.
No, unless I copyright that shit and it's mine and you have to pay money for it, then it is.
I don't need to pay for shit unless I'm using it commercially, so you can go fuck yourself.
You don't own my face.
Jesus.
Okay.
All right.
We've gone too far.
Yes. All right. I think, it'll be a little short of an episode, but it's fine. 2 weeks from now, we're going to come
better
back.
Better than nothing, peeps.
2 weeks from now will be August 8th. That's when we'll
that's
be
almost
back.
My birthday. I forgot it? My birthday's coming up.
John, your birthday August 12th. Is August 12th.
August 12th. John, we will celebrate your birthday on the 8th.
John, what do you want for your birthday?
Let's I want talk a cake. About that real quick. No. Give me a cock. Vanilla cock.
I'll get you a cock.
Oh my God.
Okay, we should stop. We should stop
here. Before this gets any worse.
More kazoos.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. You can catch us live whenever we go live. It'll be at bingepodcast.com.
Well, I'll let you know.
I'll try to tweet it at least 8 hours before we go live. That's what I did nice today, like 3 or 4 hours before. But yeah you can follow us on Twitter at bingepodcast. You can follow me at Jordan Zero, Z-E-R-O. Brian, you can find
you can follow me at Brian, what is it? At B-Shoop with 4 O's.
That's right. And John.
You can follow me at John_Prosser.
And at Front Page Tech. We do another
and
podcast.
And at Front Page Tech.
On Saturdays.
FrontPagetech.net.
100 episodes.
I won't be on the
be
next one.
In 10 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Jordan, you're not going to be on the next one either.
I will not be. You will be struggling probably to be on that one as well.
Yeah.
Because you'll be
moving. Just move
it's
it
canceled.
Uh oh.
I don't know.
All right.
Anyway. Announce here. You heard it here first, folks.
If you liked it or learned anything, I'll see you guys
later. Subscribe.
Bye.
Bye.